Tantar Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Veins of the Ocean by Patricia Engel. Narrated by Patricia Engel. 1. When he found out his wife was unfaithful, Hector Castillo told his son to get in the car because they were going fishing. It was after midnight, but this was nothing unusual. The Rickenbacker Bridge, suspended across Biscayne Bay, was full of night fishermen, leaning on the railings, catching up on gossip over beer and fishing lines, avoiding going home to their wives. Except Hector didn't bring any fishing gear with him. He led his son, Carlito, who just turned 3, by the hand to the concrete wall, picked him up by his waist and held him so that the boy grinned and stretched his arms out like a bird, telling his papi he was flying, flying. And Hector said, "Sí, Carlito, tienes alas, you have wings." Then Hector pushed little Carlito up into the air, spun him around, and the boy giggled, kicking his legs up and about, telling his father, "Higher, papi, higher," before Hector took a step back and with all his might hoisted the boy as high in the sky as he'd go, told him he loved him, and threw his son over the railing into the sea. Nobody could believe it. The night fishermen thought they were hallucinating, but one, a 60-year-old Marielito, didn't hesitate and went in after Carlito, jumping feet first into the dark bay water while the other fishermen tackled Hector so that he couldn't run away. The police came, and when all was said and done, little Carlito only had a broken collarbone, and Cielos Soto, the fisherman who saved Carlito, developed a permanent crook in his back that made him look like a big fishing hook when he walked until his death 10 years later. Hector Castillo was supposed to...